A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed on behalf of two people killed in this year's deadly plane crash in Northeast Philadelphia. The suit accuses MedJets of negligence and says improper maintenance led to the January 31st crash that killed eight and hurt dozens more. MedJets is a Mexican air carrier which specializes in medical transport. The plane was in the air for less than a minute before it nosedived on Cottman Avenue. The in-flight recorder was not working the day of the crash. PJM member states are urging the regional power grid operator not to pass along the costs of high-energy data centers to families. A proposal from some state lawmakers would require data centers to pay for their own energy costs. Delaware State Senator Stephanie Hansen says PJM has been too slow in adding supply to the grid, and now she says there are suggestions to give data centers preferential treatment.
Now we're seeing proposals to allow data centers to pick and choose fossil resources that can cut in line ahead of clean energy projects that would bring economic benefits and help us meet our state renewable energy goals.
A proposal from some state lawmakers would require data centers to pay for their own energy costs. PJM stakeholders are meeting this week to vote on proposals. Opera Philadelphia will take over the former Macy's building in Center City for a holiday concert on December 2nd. Called Home for the Holidays, it'll feature the Wanamaker Pipe Organ with the full opera orchestra and chorus. They'll perform both seasonal classical pieces and popular holiday favorites. Opera director Anthony Ross Costanzo says it's not often the opera gets to perform holiday music.
You know, we don't always do that. Part of what I love about Wanamaker is being able to present these one-off concerts, this extracurricular programming, like holiday programming, without having to mount an entire opera.
The Home for the Holidays concert will be taped by WHYY for broadcast on TV 12 December 23rd. Checking sports, 76ers topped the L.A. Clippers last night 110-108. Sixers are next in play tomorrow night at home against the Raptors.